you actually ghost people.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else?
Yeah, so reply WhatsApp messages. Okay. It's really, really important that I reply WhatsApp messages. And it's honestly it's very stressful. I mean, just look at this every morning. It looks like
all
this.
All the notifications. Oh.
Every morning
dude,
it looks
how
like
how
this.
How long have we not opened that message?
What are you talking about?
Oh
which
my
message?
God.
You scroll down so far down.
You know what I did on New Year's? Because every year I would you know, for those people who I haven't seen for a while or just friends and acquaintances, I would just send them a New Year text and like
you go and specifically look for them to text them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. So I sent over like 50 messages.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah. I was quite proud of myself.
That's good.
That's very nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, that's the first one. And the second one would be to enjoy the moment even more. So there are times where I am just out or when we're having fun and then I'm stressing about something. So yeah. I realized that I haven't been able to really enjoy the moment a lot of times in a lot of cases. So I think this year I'm going to want to just
enjoy. Feel like when I used to go to dinner with you and Debbie, you always be on your phone.
Yeah.
Whereas we are just joking with like the sushi chef. Then you're just using your phone. Then I'm like, oh, poor boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like times like that, I really can't do anything.
Mm.
But I'm maybe referring to even though we don't travel anymore, like when we travel, try to get my mind off work. I don't always have to think about work. Mm. I don't need everything to be perfect. And this is what I try to tell myself every day. Yeah. So enjoy the moment. If I'm out with Starly, because now that I have a baby daughter, I also want to spend more time with her.
Yeah.
And when I say time, I want quality time.
Right. Mm. They're only so small for so long.
Yeah. And she's not even walking. So small anymore.
Yeah, she's walking
started
now.
Walking.
She has teeth.
Yeah, she has a lot of teeth.
Yeah, dude. She has a lot of hair.
She can point to me.
Yeah.
It's important. She recognizes me.
So I want to enjoy stuff like that. And because in the... Remember 2019?
Mm-hmm.
It's the year of the proposal, wedding.
Oh, so many things happened.
Everything happened in 2019. I honestly feel like I have not recovered from that yet.
No.
Yeah, I'm still like, you know.
Adjusting.
Adjusting.
A bit slow,
no, but
okay.
in 2019, one thing I realized was I was not able to enjoy the moment. Remember the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I would have really enjoyed it more if I could have been part of the planning process.
Mm.
But it was a year where...
I feel like it was so fast. Yeah, the baby announcement. Like,
yeah. So yeah, we did the baby announcement before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I barely had time to plan for the wedding at all.
Right.
And it was like only on that day itself where the wedding planner, would tell me like, okay, so now you do this and then later you walk in. Other than that.
So basically you had it planned out for you.
I mean.
Kind of.
You guys planned it out, right?
Kinda.
Right, you were the groomsmen, you were the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
You guys planned it out.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. I mean, that's our job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so excited to like plan my friends' proposals and weddings. I'm like really excited about it. Like, I didn't get to plan my own and I was quite sad. I mean, not proposal, the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a really busy time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So busy that... and I think to plan a wedding, it requires like maybe about half a year to 1 year of like going.
Oh, so long? If you plan yours so quick though.
It in 1 month.
Yeah.
Yours was like express mode.
And like, it was only like down to the last month where we decided, okay, let's do a wedding.
Because
we were still deciding to do
whether or not to wait for the baby. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember. But you eventually wanted to even have another wedding.
Oh
the
yes,
year after.
Yeah. We were thinking of it.
Yeah, we were thinking of that because
right, a grander wedding, right?
I don't know.
But
if we
like
still can.
Too
it's,
much.
Yeah,
it's like you have Starly growing up, and then like Titan is just expanding so quick. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, everything's happening so fast. That's why my resolution is
live in the moment.
And enjoy yourself. I think it's something that I tend to forget, so it's something I just want to keep in mind.
Yeah.
What about you?
I guess for me, I don't really like ask much about this year because, I mean, it's 2020 has been so unpredictable, right? So 2021, I feel like I can't really prepare for it if I don't really know whether or not this whole pandemic is going to come to an end. It's like, what if I say, oh, I want to travel, but like, what if I can't? Yeah. This is going to be like very depressing and disappointing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I feel like this year is all about just like, you know, taking things one step at a time. Mm-hmm. I just really want to get my degree finished. So I'm graduating finally. Oh my God. Congrats. Do you remember the first time I like stepped into Titan?
I remember.
In my uniform, I was like doing like my college exams, A-levels, and like it was so long ago, right?
Yeah, and you were explaining to me about this A-level thing. And yeah, I was like, what is this process? Because Jasmine had a bit of a different process.
Oh, yeah.
JC was different.
And I feel like the whole time I've been a talent of Titan, I've just always been studying.
Yeah.
I've always just been in school. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because like I'm 26. People will like view 26 year olds as people who are working. But I'm like always in school.
Yeah, you're still a student.
Yeah, so I can't wait to just, you know, get this.
So program. What are your plans, let's say?
Yeah.
I mean, now you can't really make many plans.
Yeah. But I mean, once I'm over, I'm done with school, I kind of just want to explore like media a little bit more. Like I feel like it's been something I've been part of for the last 4 years of my life. I'm very comfortable with it. I grew up in it. I spent like a lot of my growing up years, you know, exploring this. I kind of feel like I kind of know how to navigate a little bit. So
for sure,
I think I have the experience to be in it. So I was thinking of doing, you know, like maybe start small from like streaming, right? I mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
And then if it goes well, you know, I might, you know, make it full time. And you know, maybe streamer. Join like Titan, you know, like, you know, I can come back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Like things like that.
What is this? This suddenly turned into an interview. Because for some context, Jasmine actually had an internship here.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. But like, it was more towards like marketing side.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean, you would be more interested in
content
streaming
creation?
Side? Content?
Content creation.
Well, you know, we could always use a female touch on Titan gamers. I'm just saying, you know.
Like, yeah, I guess that is kind of like my plans for now. Something that I would like to explore. Because I feel like so many people just like feel like, oh, you graduate from this university, you have to, you know, go out to the corporate world. Mm. I just want to challenge that norm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that about you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Rick, what about your New Year resolutions?
My New Year resolution.
Oh, you're 30. Any wedding bells?
Oh, no. Okay, so I gave up on resolutions 2 years already. I don't call them resolutions
She's
anymore.
She's so negative.
No, look at this. Okay, so why I gave up on resolutions is because...
You're too cool for it.
No, I usually set very unrealistic resolutions and when I don't achieve them, I get sad.
Okay, you know what? Let me tell you one thing about Dan, and don't be offended. Mm. You are, it's strange because he's sometimes a bit down and negative, right? But he's very optimistic when he plans for things.
Okay. Yeah,
and that's usually his downfall.
Yeah.
Because when you're too optimistic, you have really huge expectations. And there's a lot of time where
I could come up with an example.
Do you?
Who? What? When?
When he thought he was going to poop.
We're bringing like that up, huh?
things like that. But yeah, I mean, that is your downfall.
Yeah.
Because I do tend to be more skeptical about things, just because if something works out for the better, then
good,
that's
right.
When I'll celebrate. Mm. But I try not to get too excited about plans because over the past few years, plans usually fall apart. Mm-mm. Or just having high expectations never really work out well. So, but I mean, it's always good to be optimistic.
Yeah.
But I think we should also have to be realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no resolution.
But it's something about him because many years back then, when we first started YouTube, right? I would remember whenever I write a video or script a video or like when we're editing, Dan would be the guy who's like, oh yeah, man, this is going to get 5 million views. This video is so good. It's going to get 5 million views. This is going to do so good. And
usually it happens though.
Now it does. But back then it was not so easy. 5 million was like, wow.
Yeah, it was
not easy to get 5 million views for anything.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did this video. I still remember which video. It was the look down, look up parody.
Oh yeah. Okay. Right? Okay.
So he would say stuff like that. And you know, usually when being in this industry, when you upload a video and when you have a number in mind and the numbers don't hit, you sort of feel a bit down.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
But I feel like Dan is like the cheerleader that everyone needs in life.
The hype man.
Yeah.
It's the one you don't want, but you need.
Yeah. Yeah, cheerleader,
the one that you don't want, but you need.
Yeah. The hero
that's
you don't deserve
yourself,
or something
okay.
like that. I'm not glorifying myself. But yes, I'm everyone's hype man. That's what I am.
I still need to get a resolution out of you. Come on, do this for our listeners.
Right, okay.
Small.
So it's not a resolution, but it's like a mental note.
Okay.
Eat cleaner.
Why?
Okay.
Eat cleaner because this year alone, just at the start of this year alone, I've suffered from an arthritis attack and a gout attack within this past 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's terrible.
And it all came back down to me just binge eating red meat. So I'm like, yo, okay, this has got to stop. Because I don't usually, when I eat, right, my only worry is like, oh, I'm just going to gain weight. Oh, so what, right? I'm just going to be a fat guy. Yeah. It's okay. But being a fat guy comes with consequences, yo, like an inflamed ankle. Dude, do you know how painful an arthritis attack is? You just wake up with a sore left bum all the way down to your knee.
Oh my God.
So this was literally on Monday,
okay.
The first day of work.
Oh God.
I woke up and I was like, what? I felt bad because I was like, should I go to the hospital? What if I tell them on the first day of work and I'm not able to come because I have to go to the hospital? Mm-hmm. Like very, I felt very paiseh, you know, like to call and say I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to force myself to stand up and just like move around, you know?
No, that's one thing about Daniel Ron. He never takes
breaks.
MC.
I never.
Ever?
Never takes MC.
Oh my God. Wow.
And star the only player. Time he'll take breaks is if if his family needs him to go somewhere or
family
like a Mansuri. I mean, not even a Mansuri lah. I mean, he does not do that.
Yeah.
But Dan does not take medical leave.
Wow. Yeah,
even if I'm sick, I'll come to the office.
Wow, that's nice.
But that was back in the past. Nowadays, if I'm sick, if I feel sick, I'll just stay home. Even if I stay home, I'll work from home.
Wow,
actually, as a boss, right? It's not easy to medic. MC can be tricky.
Yeah.
And you knowing, like, me knowing everybody, right? Everybody has different patterns.
Yes.
So, those who take MCs, they take MCs. But those who do not ever take MCs, and you know they don't take MCs, when they are a little bit sick, I would just say, okay, if you don't want to see a doctor, just stay at home and rest. You don't need to submit that MC. Because, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Oh, there was only one time I remember where I was forced to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Was when we were on shoot. Then all of a sudden, I just sprained my ankle.
How do you all of a sudden sprain your ankle?
I don't know. What's with you and these problems? How does this work?
You were at that shoot, remember? We were filming the basketball scene.
Oh God.
Then we had to go to the hotel afterwards. And then I was still on shoot, limping. Then also my ankle just started swelling up.
Then you sound so like uncle-ish.
Yeah,
now,
dude. You're 30, but you sound 40,
you sound
47.
Like so sexy
now. What? No. Oh, wait, yo, wrong.
Being sarcastic.
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. You sound so old there.
Yeah, and you know, he was actually telling us that this is the heaviest he has ever been.
Yes.
But I mean, me too, though.
Yeah, me
I feel
too.
Like all of us.
All of us.
We used to be so like hot, right?
I used to be cute, man. What
happened? We used to be like.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm a dad now, so I have.
Hey.
Yeah, you have an excuse. You have an excuse.
Yeah, that's why I want to get pregnant. Hey, it's maybe my baby bum. You can't come at me. But yeah.
Jeez.
Speaking of pregnancies, though, a lot of like proposals have been.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
So
just this year alone.
Just this year alone. Well,
we had two last month.
We had Amanda and we had Nicole.
Nicole recently she just announced like 2 days back. Crazy, yeah. I feel like everyone has like
we're
like
all
has
growing
been slowly
up.
Stepping down, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So is that part of your plans?
Wait, what? No, not yet.
Not okay. yet?
Not this
not
year.
Yet. Not this year, not this year, no.
Okay.
I just got a house, so yeah, not this year.
Right.
How about you?
I mean, for me, we do talk about it. I think it's one of the topics every healthy relationship should, you know, eventually get around to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely not this year because, I mean, like I said, I'm only graduating mid of this year and getting married in Singapore is expensive, right?
It is.
Oh, it is.
I mean,
it's
with
so
the baby, and you have to buy a house. Like, it's crazy expensive. So I don't want to stress him with like all these unnecessary stresses. It's not like I would die if we don't get married. I mean, I'll just wait another like year.
Do you actually have a timeline?
Yeah, I told him by next Christmas, I better be pregnant. No, I mean like not this coming, like the next Christmas. Like,
right. Oh, okay. So in 2022. Yeah. Christmas. But if it happens before that.
I mean, I'm all for it, man. All right, I'm man. All for it. So yeah, stay tuned.
But you know, about back to the wedding and proposal, I feel like a lot of guys are also... I feel like it's okay to propose anytime.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there should be this pressure of... I want to be financially ready or I need to graduate or I think love is like...
Yeah, shouldn't have a price tag on it, right? Yeah, like you shouldn't be only like getting proposed to because you have like exactly. 20K in your bank.
It's so unromantic in Singapore.
Yeah, it really is.
You got
is
a BTO, if it works out, then you got to propose.
Right.
And if the BTO works out, you have to propose.
Exactly.
Right?
You
and then to. Like... You, the, I mean, part of the proposal is whether, the fun part is whether they will say yes or no, right?
But it's like, if you BTO, you know she's going to say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like,
it's an indirect
it's
yes.
It's so unromantic. So that's why I feel like maybe there should not be like so many rules. You got to BTO first. Right. I mean not in terms of the law, but in terms of just like, mindset. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it just takes a like, I don't know, it's just very dry and by the book.
Yeah, it's very, very by the book.
Yeah.
It's like there's a textbook and then there's
like a there's step a guide. By step rule.
The moment a couple mentions BTO, right? It's not whether are you gonna propose. It's like when are you gonna propose? Because you're gonna propose either way.
Exactly.
But that's the shitty thing about Singapore. You have to BTO.
You have to.
If you know. Oh well.
So when?
Oh yeah. 2022. Yes. 2022.
I can't wait.
I gave him a like a timestamp. I'm like. I'm only gonna expire next year, so you better work on that shit.
Like a passport.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, do it.
Like, best before Christmas.
Yeah, my patience runs out then. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so cute.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. So, who do you think is next, though?
Oh, in Titan. You wanna place your bets? So, we have Nicole and Amanda off the shelf.
Yeah.
My next guest, though.
What's your next guess?
I would say Kai Chi, but she just started at Titan.
Yes. We should talk about that. I hired my sister. Rehired my sister.
Again, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was here.
Because she was actually working for us
a few years ago.
A few years ago.
Internship too, something like that.
No, not her internship.
No, it was like a full time job.
Yeah,
oh,
it was a job before she went to study. Before she went studying.
Okay.
Before she got her degree. So almost. 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, five years ago. Yeah.
How does it feel like having your sister in the company?
Well, it feels good. I feel like she's someone familiar. Mm-hmm. I can trust her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to, because it takes me a while to warm up to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I feel like I don't need to go through that process. Mm-hmm. And I think she has a certain skill set that a lot of us don't have. So I think that would bring the company to new heights.
Mm. Yeah.
And honestly, I'm really very proud of her.
Yeah.
But I think I'm a little bit harsh on her.
Like more than everyone else.
I mean,
it's only
natural.
Would you say like you have high expectations of her more than like, say, if a newcomer were to come, like someone you've never met?
Not really. I wouldn't want to set expectations.
Okay.
But I am harsher on her.
Nice.
Like sometimes we would just like skip the niceness and just tell things to her straight. Yeah. And
right.
And I also feel like maybe because she's my family member,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to give her that preferential treatment.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. So it ends up with me being a little bit harsh on her.
Mm-hmm.
But she can take it.
At the end of the day, it's just work. You guys are still family anyway.
Yeah.
She's understanding, yeah.
Yeah, but it's only like, what, it's our first week.
It's our first week. You're telling me you already scolded her already?
No. I scolded her before I hired her.
What? How did that ever work?
Nah, but it was not really a scolding. It's just me generally being a bit harsh.
Ah,
I feel.
As an elder brother.
Yeah,
it's normal.
As an older brother. But I do let her know.
Nice.
I'm really happy that
it's
she's
nice. It's nice.
Part of it. And I think she she's very enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. About I saw Titan. Like even before she joined, like her first day was this Monday, right?
Yeah, this was.
She was already doing like her research. Yeah, I would see her like Insta-storing herself strolling through the Titan website. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, cool. So during that 11 days, we were drinking one night.
Yeah.
And then we saw like Kaiti's Instagram
like,
stories.
Like midnight.
Yeah, at like 2 a.m., right?
Yeah.
She's just like going through the Titan website. And I was like,
what is going on?
No, she's actually really interesting because I told her, okay, give me some changes to the website.
Okay.
And
she gave you changes. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so let me show you what she did. She actually did a whole presentation about the changes that she feels should be done. I don't know if you guys can see, but it's very elaborate for it.
Wow.
So I do tell her sometimes that we don't need a deck for everything. Maybe you can just send me your thoughts and stuff because that's not our final work, right?
Yeah.
But to her, this is her pride.
Oh.
So this is something I have to understand as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she came from the corporate world. And
everything is
unlike us. Sometimes the back end, we may not be so well organized because our final product and the work that we show is our YouTube videos, right? So that is the one that we fully focus on, and that's the final product for us. But to her, this is her pride. This is what she's good at.
Right.
So at first I told her that like, I'm getting a lot, too many decks from you. And after that, I'm like, okay, I'll get used to this.
Oh, man.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's good. It's good.
And it's extra work from her. So, yeah.
Respect the hustle, man. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Okay, wait. So before I move forward, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that everyone's 2020 resolution was actually resolved.
Oh, well, pretty much. How about you?
Pretty much.
Anything else?
2020. Honestly, in 2021, I deleted my notepad of my 2020 resolution.
Oh.
But I think not really. I don't think it was really... I don't know, because of all the COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
There was one year where one of my resolutions were to say yes to more things.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I think there was one year to like try new things.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then the year after that, there was one year also to just stop saying yes.
Yes, I remember.
So every year is different. I think in 2019, my resolution was to focus more.
Sounds familiar.
Like focus more because it was that year where I felt like I could do... No, before that, it was like a year where I felt like I could do everything.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember.
I started the dessert cafe and like just try to venture into everything.
Yeah.
And then I think it was only the past few years where I really fully focused on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's been more growth when I focus.
When you finally funnel everything.
Yep. But I have one last resolution.
Oh, yes, let's hear it.
Do you have any?
No, I don't. Tell me, please.
Okay, my last resolution is a good one.
Okay, sure.
How good?
is to fix my sleep schedule.
Oh, you really do need to.
I do need to fix that sleep schedule.
What time is your sleeping hours?
7 a.m. now.
That's not fixing.
No, as in, he wants to fix it from 7.
What do you mean? Now?
Like, okay, now what is it?
I sleep at 7.
Also, have you actually started fixing it?
No, it got worse during the 11 days.
Oh, yeah.
But I sleep at 7 and wake up at 1.
Okay, so technically you did sort of fix the amount of hours. It's just like it not when.
I just have such a hard time fixing it. I don't know why.
Is it because I can't fall asleep at night?
I can't sleep.
Because I have the same problem.
Yeah, I can't sleep.
Do you take melatonin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to.
Just
I can't sleep. I'm stressed, thinking about work. And the moment I lie in bed is where I'm quite productive, right? I'm quite productive. Like right before I sleep, then I start getting ideas, then I'll text people. So it's the before sleep that I'm productive, and then it's the after I wake up where everything just piles up because of the...
No, and then you wake up to all these work messages.
Yeah. You caused it yourself.
Maybe I did.
So now we know the cause of the problem.
I tried to fix it, right? And even though it got worse, it was during the break, so it's okay. So on the last day of the break, I decided not to sleep.
Right.
That's not fixing it, bro.
No. I think to fix it, you have to sleep so that you can sleep anytime.
So that Monday night, you can just crash early, right?
But guess what time I slept on Monday?
What?
7 a.m. on Tuesday. Jeez. So I realized that sleep schedule may not be a 24-hour cycle. What if it's actually
36.
Like a 3-day cycle. Like on the first day itself, you get like maybe 8 hours of sleep. Then on second day, it's like 6 hours, then 4 hours, then back to that 12 hours. Mm. What if that's how it works?
I think we had this discussion before. Like, but not in a 3-day, but like in a week. I think it's like a weekly cycle. If I'm
yeah,
not
what
mistaken.
If it's a weekly cycle? What if it's not a daily cycle? What if like
right.
you don't have to sleep the same day and same time every
like,
day?
I don't understand people who can who have a regular sleep schedule. Like they just, 10 p.m. time for bed. Like for me, I sleep only when I really cannot stay awake. That kind of thing. I don't go to bed just because it's time for me to go to bed. You know that kind of thing? Yes, who does that?
A lot of people do that. I'm sure a lot of people do that.
I
swear everyone's like watching this right now and they're probably thinking we're idiots.
And that is why I know when I graduate, I can't go into the corporate world. I can't. Right. What am I going to do? I'm gonna like not turn up for work. Yeah. It's horrible.
I remember reading this discovery, right? Humans are actually not supposed to sleep 8 to 10 hours in one shot. We're supposed to take 2 separate 4 to 5 hour naps.
My friend, once you have a child, you will realize that.
not including external factors, but that's what I read in this post, a scientific post. So I was like reading it, and I was like, because they were talking about like work hours and people are always complaining about work-life balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's actually because of your sleep schedule that's messing up your work-life balance.
Yeah. I feel like my sleep, if I were to like really like commit to a regular sleep schedule, I feel like I wouldn't be productive.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Right?
It's more routine.
Yeah, because my productivity doesn't come in fixed timings. It's not like I'm awake now after my rest. I am going to do some work. No, it doesn't look like for me at least, you know. That's why I really want to try the whole like full-time streaming. Like at least for streaming, you kind of manage your own hours
schedule,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think it would work so much better for me than to like go out and do it.
And it's all because of school. Yeah. It all started from school.
Yeah,
because school taught you how to follow a timetable.
That is bullshit.
So as you grow up, you think that you have to follow a schedule to follow. But actually, internally, in our system, our body is just, it will just be more productive.
Yeah.
When we take our own 4 to 5 hour naps, wake up, feel more productive, tired, take another 4 to 5 hour nap.
Yes.
Accumulatively, you'll get 8 hours of sleep within that 24-hour cycle.
Is there like data or study that
data.
Backs this?
Yes,
or are you just saying it because you feel so?
No, I mean, I'm very confident in it because
it
I did
right.
read it okay. and I was very confident in it and I tried it.
Okay.
And then after that, I just forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think, I work the same as you.
Yeah.
Like 5 a.m., I'm like, I can write an essay. Yep. Like 1 p.m., nah, I can't. Yeah. Is that why you script all the time in like late at night?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I can only script at night.
Yeah. Explains.
Oh, it's quite difficult to do in the day.
Yeah, I've never seen you actually script in the day. It's always at night. Yeah, it's always like after work.
We get a brainstorm. Mm-hmm. Brainstorming, you can do that in the day, but it's really when you start writing. Yeah, I just do that at night.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, are we aiming to resolve all our resolutions this year?
Yeah.